Chapter 58. Possessed? Sienna demanded. I don't understand. I'm not sure I do either. Langdon studied the text that had materialized beneath the seven P's, a single word emblazoned across the inside of Dante's forehead. Possessed. As in, possessed by the devil? Sienna asked. Possibly. Langdon turned his gaze overhead to the mosaic of Satan consuming the wretched souls who had never been able to purge themselves of sin. Dante possessed? It didn't seem to make much sense.
There's got to be more,
Sienna contended, taking the mask from Langdon's hands and studying it more closely. After a moment, she began nodding.
Yes. Look at the ends of the word. There's more text on either side.
Langdon looked again, now seeing the faint shadow of additional text showing through the moist gesso at either end of the word possessed. Eagerly, Sienna grabbed the cloth and continued dabbing around the word until more text materialized, written on a gentle curve. O you possessed of sturdy intellect. Langdon let out a low whistle. O you possessed of sturdy intellect, observe the teachings hidden here, beneath the veil of verses so obscure. Sienna stared at him.
I'm sorry?
It's taken from one of the most famous stanzas of Dante's Inferno, Langdon said excitedly. It's Dante urging his smartest readers to seek the wisdom hidden within his cryptic verse. Langdon often cited this exact line when teaching literary symbolism. The line was as close an example as existed to an author waving his arms wildly and shouting, Hey, readers! There's a symbolic double meaning here. Sienna began rubbing the back of the mask, more vigorously now. Careful with that, Langdon urged.
You're right, Sienna announced, zealously wiping away gesso. The rest of Dante's quote is here, just as you recalled it.
She paused to dip the cloth back in the font and rinse it out. Langdon looked on in dismay as the water in the baptismal font turned cloudy with dissolved gesso. Our apologies to San Giovanni, he thought, uneasy that this sacred font was being used as a sink. When Sienna raised the cloth from the water, it was dripping. She barely wrung it out before placing the soggy cloth in the center of the mask and swishing it around as if she were cleaning a soup bowl.
Sienna, Langdon admonished, that's an ancient...
The whole backside has text,
she announced as she scoured the inside of the mask.
And it's written in...
She paused, cocking her head to the left and rotating the mask to the right, as if trying to read sideways.
Written in what? Langdon demanded, unable to see.
Sienna finished cleaning the mask and dried it off with a fresh cloth. Then she set it down in front of him so they could both study the result. When Langdon saw the inside of the mask, he did a double take. The entire concave surface was covered in text, what had to be nearly 100 words, beginning at the top with the line, O you possessed of sturdy intellect, the text continued in a single, unbroken line, curling down the right side of the mask to the bottom, where it turned upside down, and continued back across the bottom, returning up the left side of the mask to the beginning, where it repeated a similar path in a slightly smaller loop. The path of the text was eerily reminiscent of Mount Purgatory's spiraling pathway to paradise. The symbologist in Langdon instantly identified the precise spiral. Symmetrical clockwise Archimedean,